T's and C's apply.
Love to snap pictures of your meals? Atlantia Clinical Trials is looking for adults aged 18 to 65 to join their research study looking at the effectiveness of an AI camera to log your meals and measure dietary intake. Participation includes health assessments and 4 visits to their Blackpool clinic, plus €400 compensation upon completion. For details and to join the study, visit atlantiaclinicaltrials.com. atlantiaclinicaltrials.com, proving global science locally.
This is the home of Gareth O'Callaghan, Saturdays from 10 a.m. and the home of the 80s and 90s all day. Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
It's almost 11 o'clock.
Get a stamp anytime, anywhere, and send worldwide with a digital stamp available on the OnPost app. OnPost, for your world.
Across Cork, Limerick, Clare, and Galway.
On your phone.
And on your smart speaker.
This is the home of the 80s and 90s.
This is Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
11 o'clock, I'm Gary Brennan. Good morning. An investigation's underway after security staff were assaulted at a site being developed for Ukrainian refugees at Clonmel in County Tipperary. One person required hospital treatment after the attack and a number of cars were damaged. It's believed the site is being prepared for 82 modular homes, which will each house 4 people. Cliona O'Dwyer reports.
The security personnel were contracted to work on the site on Thursday night when they were assaulted by a number of people. One of the workers needed to go to hospital for treatment and a number of cars have been damaged. Gardaí said they're investigating an incident of assault and criminal damage. No arrests have been made so far and they're appealing for information. They're asking road users with camera footage who were travelling near the Haywood Road and Clonmel Rugby Club area between 10:45 p.m. and 11:30 p.m. that night to make this footage available to them.
Flood-hit residents in East Cork say not enough is being done to protect their properties from future flooding. Up to 1,000 are due to take part in a rally in Middleton today as they call for less talk and more action on a flood relief scheme. Hundreds of homes and businesses were hit by flash flooding during Storm Babette, the worst flood event to ever hit the area. Caroline Leahy of the Middleton Flood Action Group says they need to feel protected before next winter.
You know, we're getting a lot of talk from the council of bits and pieces that have been done since October, but... And so there's no doubt they're doing something, but it's just not enough for us. We need actual shovels in the ground. We need protection. I mean, we're facing into summertime now, but summer goes pretty quickly in Ireland. We're going to be in winter very quickly, and there's been nothing changed on the ground to give us any sort of protection for the winter coming.
Farmers are calling on the Minister for Agriculture to explain why the department has failed to fully compensate them for their environmental work. The Irish Farmers Association has urged Minister Charney McConnellogue to clarify why many farmers have only received interim payments instead of the full amounts promised under the Acres Agreement, which can provide up to €10,000 annually. Kayleen Keneally, IFA National Hill Farming Chairperson, says farmers are becoming frustrated.
Publish the scores to the farmers, let them know where they're sitting on the scheme, where they are, what money that's available to them, what they're owed, and the balance and payment is owed to pay that immediately. There's work there in this scheme that's to be done, environmental work, from fencing, riparian zone, hedgerow lane, and all that costs money. Get the money out to farmers. The years ahead of them, let them get the work done because farmers want to do it.
And finally, the Northern Lights could be visible from Ireland again next month. We mostly see them when the sun's really active and a new flare of energy is now hurtling towards Earth. It's due to arrive in around a fortnight's time. The green, purple and blue lights, also known as Aurora Borealis, often appear above Iceland and Norway, but sightings in Ireland are relatively rare. Your sport is next.
If you're not with UNO Energy, chances are you're paying more than you need to for your electricity. As Ireland's new newest energy provider, we offer Ireland's cheapest electricity rate, saving our customers up to €500 per year. So if you want to pay less for energy, simply pay a visit to younoenergy.ie and sign up for big savings with smaller bills. With UNO Energy, you just know. UNO Energy fixed discount rate EAB €1,325. For T's and C's and rates, see younoenergy.ie. Suppliers pricing may change.
Sport on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
With Supermax, home of the fresh 100% Irish chicken breast sandwich. Always fresh, never frozen. Download the Supermax app today.
Shamrock Rovers are now 4 games without a win in the SSE Airtrysty Men's Premier Division. The defending champions suffered a shock 1-0 defeat at Dundalk last night, leaving them 5 points behind second place Derry City. The Candy Stripes are just a point off league leaders Shelburne following their 1-0 win over Stephen Kenny's St Pat's at Richmond Park. The result sees Derry's unbeaten run stretch to 6 games, but manager Rory Higgins isn't getting carried away.
Consistency in this league is hard to come by.
for most teams. So we're just focusing on ourselves and trying to be as consistent as possible. And I think we've done that over the last number of weeks. But it's important that we don't get too hyped up, too ahead of ourselves, and try and take it one game at a time.
Elsewhere, Shelburne got back to winning ways with a 1-0 victory at home to Waterford. Bohemians picked up the first win in five, beating Sligo Rovers 3-0 at the Showgrounds, and two stoppage time goals earned Galway United a 3-2 win over Drogheda at Weavers Park. And in Gaelic games, the group stage of the All-Ireland Football Championship gets underway this afternoon. Last year's finalists Kerry can lay down an early marker in Group 4 as they play Monaghan in Killarney. Group 2 opens with the meeting of Mayo and Cavan. There's a heavyweight encounter in Group 1 with Pearse Stadium hosting the clash of Galway and Derry, and Clare play Cork and Ennis in Group 3. This evening's Leinster Hurling Championship game at Parnell Park is a potential dress rehearsal for the final. Dublin face Kilkenny from 6. Galway need a win over Antrim at Corrigan Park to keep alive their own final ambitions.
Ireland's weather.
With McCarthy Insurance Group. For better value, home, farm, motor, life, health and business insurance in 2024. MIG.ie.
A few showers in Munster, gradually brightening up as the day goes on, with sunny spells developing for most this evening. Highest temperatures of 15 to 21 degrees. And now you're up to date at the home of What Did Lucy Kennedy Say to Colm Hayes? Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Now, more of the 80s and 90s in Cork, Limerick, Clare and Galway.
With Gareth O'Callaghan.
Take, I'll be the 80s and 90s.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Mike and the Mechanics with the voice of the great Paul Carrick, and Over My Shoulder and Sting and the Police, Every Breath You Take. Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, home of the 80s and 90s. Saturday morning, Gareth O'Callaghan of The Weekend. Now, your song this weekend is chosen for us by Geraldine Foster from County Tip. And it's quite an amazing story. What had been an almost lifelong search that she tells so well, and a song that was one of the great duets of the 1980s. Geraldine writes, Gareth, we listen to your show every weekend, and I felt I just had to write to you to tell my story, and also to remind listeners who might find themselves where I was for the past 30 years, never to give up hope. I was born in a mother and baby home back in the late 1960s, in the south of the country, and was adopted by the most wonderful couple in 1970, who would give me the most loving home and the happiest childhood I could have imagined. They're both long gone to their eternal reward now, but I will never forget the love they gave me for all the years I called their home mine. Back in 1983, my adopted mother, Una, finally told me that I was adopted. I say finally because I knew ever since I went to secondary school that I had a mother somewhere out there who I had never properly known. I've no idea why I felt this, I just did. I said nothing to Una, but finally when she told me, I explained my own feelings to her, and she seemed delighted, as though she had been worried I might be very upset. To be honest, I wasn't. What filled my mind was why my mother had to give me away and what had become of her. It kept me awake most nights back then until I finally decided in 1990 to do something about it, although I wasn't sure what I was going to do. Back then, there were no offices or contacts that you could discuss adoption with, never mind bringing up the idea that I wanted to find my birth mother, because I really needed to meet her and bring her into my life. Una was nothing short of amazing, and together we started out on a very long journey to find my mother. Looking back, I never knew just how difficult that journey was going to be. There were times I felt as though I was sorry I had lifted the lid, so to speak, but something kept driving me forward. Maybe it was telepathy and that my mother was willing me to find her wherever she was. Sadly, along the journey, I lost my adopted mother, Una, to cancer in 1998, and my adopted dad, Terry, 4 years later. I really believe he died of a broken heart because he loved her so much. It would take me 15 years of searching and having doors closed in my face and walls go up in front of me before I would find any piece of information. That came in 2004 when I received a letter from an agency who asked me for further information. I gave them as much info as I could, although it was all about me and my own background, as I knew nothing about my mother. I didn't even know if she was still alive, and if she was, would she want to even know me? But something deep down told me that eventually all the hard work would be worth it. I couldn't bring myself to think any other way. Eventually, after a lot of emailing and form filling, I received a letter one morning telling me that my mother was alive and living in the United States. Nothing else. To be honest, it made me even more upset to think I'd been given the tiniest piece of information, but nothing more was forthcoming. I persisted, and along the way met a few people who started the search with me. America is a huge place, but at least I knew she was alive. I was eventually told her name was Molly, but no more. To be honest, it was infuriating that I couldn't tear through the red tape that seemed to be tying me up in the hope that I might just go away. But with every positive step forward, I became more determined. And then 5 years ago, I received an email I thought would never arrive. My mother was living in a nursing home in Pittsburgh. The man she had married, who was not my birth father, had passed away, and she had never been able to have any more children after complications during my birth, so I was her only child. Eventually, I found a number, having found the name of the nursing home. I called late one night, even though I knew she mightn't want to talk to me, but I was wrong. Molly, my mother, and I spoke for almost 2 hours, mostly crying, but chatting about anything that came into our heads. I then booked a ticket the following morning and flew out to her. Roll the clock forward a little, I'm convinced my mother to come back home and live with me so that I could look after her. And that happened 3 years ago in 2021, Gareth. It's her birthday today, she'll be 72, and every day is still as special as the day we boarded the plane together to come back home. Now, it's as though we were always mother and daughter. Maybe on Saturday you might play that song that made me think about her every time it was played on the radio back through the 80s and 90s. About where she was and if she missed me as much as I missed her. And please wish her a happy birthday from her daughter Geraldine. We'll be listening as we always do. Geraldine, that's quite a story. And for you and for Molly, your mother, on her 72nd birthday today, here's that song that you both love.
Out there, and even though I know stop.
And when the night wind starts to sing a lonesome lullaby, it helps to think we're sleeping underneath the same big sky.
Linda Ronstadt and James Ingram, and Somewhere Out There from the soundtrack of An American Tale. That's especially for Molly on your 72nd birthday today from your daughter Geraldine. I can only imagine how wonderful it must be for the two of you to be together after all of these years. And thank you so much, Geraldine, for sharing your story, both of you. And what a beautiful song. Somewhere Out There, James Ingram and Linda Ronstadt. If you've got a story, and we've all got a story, and you've got a song to go with it, we'd love to hear both. Why don't you email me, gareth@classichits.ie, and we'll do it again next Saturday morning at 11:15.
Gareth O'Callaghan on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio with Creative Dental Clinic Budapest, with aftercare in Ireland, creativedentalclinic.eu.
What did Lucy Kennedy say to Colm Hayes?
Where it's not about answering the question, it's about questioning the answer.
How?
The answer is two.
I think she said, how many times have you been slapped on the bus?
How many pancakes do you eat?
Mary!
I thought we were over the pancake conversation.
Get involved with Colm and Lucy, again with Trina and with Damien in the afternoon.
On the home of the 80s and 90s. Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Tesco Club Card gives you the power to lower prices on barbecue treats with our selected finest barbecue range, like Port Bia Quality Assured Jumbo Irish Pork Sausages 4-pack, any 3 for 2. Then chill with ice cream offers like selected Magnums, Cornettos, Brunch and more, any 2 for €6. Lower the cost of your shop with your Tesco Club Card or app. Save time. Shop online or click and collect. Tesco. Every little helps. Products subject to availability. Prices vary in express stores.
Charge into summer with TUI. Choose from a beach cruise or city break or Mexico flying direct from Dublin. Holiday sorted. TUI. Live happy.
Get the wind working for you with Ireland's very best fixed-rate energy plan. Switch to SSE Airtricity today and save up to €760 off your electricity and gas. Get the same rate for 12 months and enjoy certainty, peace of mind and fantastic savings. All while using greener, cleaner energy. Switching to Ireland's best fixed-rate plan is easy. Simply go to sseairtricity.com. SSE Airtricity. This is Generation Green. EAB €2,458. Rates valid from the 1st to the 2nd, 2024. For T's and C's, tariff, standing charges and exit fees, see ssceairtricity.com/save760.
The Carrick Dunn Summer Shopping Event is here. Enjoy 20% off almost everything in all departments this weekend. The stores are bursting with new season fashion, jewellery, gifts and homewares. Shop the 20% off in stores nationwide or at carrickdunn.com this weekend.
Treat yourself to a touch of luxury at Kinsale Hotel and Spa Cork. Book your overnight stay in one of our newly refurbished deluxe rooms and you're guaranteed to be impressed. Sleek modern styling, contemporary spaces to sit and relax for business or leisure while taking in the stunning views over Oysterhaven Bay. A getaway at Kinsale Hotel and Spa is a unique experience, one you'll treasure forever. So, book your luxury break today at kinsalehotelandspa.ie.
Hi, it's Dee here from Strip and Dip. I can't believe we've been stripping and dipping for 11 years now. This year's Strip and Dip is on Saturday the 8th of June in Wicklow, all in aid of our ongoing commitment to Aveen's Pink Tie, Ireland's national children's cancer charity. Ladies, let's get over 1,000 of you on the beach. Let's celebrate and participate on what will be one of the best days of your life. That's Saturday the 8th of June in Wicklow. Register now at stripanddip.ie. Join us, warrior women. See you on the beach, 8th of June, stripanddip.ie.
Fight like a child!
Love to snap pictures of your meals? Atlantia Clinical Trials is looking for adults aged 18 to 65 to join their research study looking at the effectiveness of an AI camera to log your meals and measure dietary intake. Participation includes health assessments and 4 visits to their Blackpool clinic, plus €400 compensation upon completion. For details and to join the study, visit AtlantiaClinicalTrials.com. AtlantiaClinicalTrials.com, proving global science locally.
Now, more of the 80s and 90s.
With Gareth O'Callaghan.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Cause you're hot and you're cold, you're yes and you're no.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
The home of the 80s and 90s.
Every time I think of you,
John Waite, Missing You, and Katy Perry from, God, is it really? It's over 15 years ago now, isn't it? Great song, Hot and Cold, on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. It's Gareth O'Callaghan. Saturday the 18th. Get in touch, get involved, say hello. We'll say hello back to you if you have a special occasion going on. 087-188-0008 for WhatsApp. Got a message from Mary. She says, love your show, Gareth. Could you wish my brother Johnny Feerick a very happy birthday, 50 years of age. He'll be listening to your show, as he always does, at his lakeside home in Mayo. What a beautiful location. Welcome to the 50s Club, Jack. Lots of love and best wishes from Mary, Barry, Adam and Daniel. Please play St. Elmo's Fire. It's his favourite song of all time. Thanks a mil. Johnny is a, I know he follows me on Twitter and he's been listening to the show for many, many, many years. And it's, I feel like we're good friends at this stage. So Mary, thank you so much. Now, Brian Walsh is playing St. Elmo's Fire this afternoon. Not sure what time, so keep the radio turned up. And we'll play a couple of songs that I know Johnny will like over the next couple of hours today. Looking forward to seeing this guy, hopefully. He says he hasn't even got his tickets yet when he comes to Cork in June. One of my favourites. Had a chance to interview him many years ago. Brian Adams.
Young and wild and free. Now nothing can take you away from me.
Brian Adams and Heaven on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. Looking back down through the years, some of the big musical stories this weekend over the time, the time span of wonderful songs. 1973, this day Stevie Wonder went to number one with You Are the Sunshine of My Life, the now classic ballad. Earned the soul star a Grammy for Best Male Pop Vocal Performance. Great song. Supertramp's Breakfast in America album began a six-week run on this weekend in 1979 in America. And Dire Straits in 1978 released their debut single, Sultans of Swing. Let's move forward to the year 2000 and let's look back on this week. And the number one song in the Irish charts came from Drew Womack and his band from Texas. They were Lone Star.
Every time our eyes meet, this feeling inside me is almost more than I can take. Baby, when you touch me, I can feel how much you love me, and it just blows me away. I've never been close to anyone or anything. I can hear your thoughts, I can see your dreams. I don't know how you do what you do. I'm so in love with you. It just keeps getting better.
baby, I'm amazed by you.
Classic Hits Radio with Creative Dental Clinic Budapest, with aftercare in Ireland. creativedentalclinic.eu.
Previously on Colm and Lucy in the Morning,
we're asking you, can you remember that one thing that you bought with your communion money? Paula, what happened to yours?
I made my communion in 1970. There wasn't really any gadgety things out then except a yo-yo and a doll, which I got. I was reefed into Woolworths. It was a big cafe over a shop.
Yeah. Mm.
And the whole family got a buffet, and then my mother reefed the purse at me and told me it was tradition for the communion gear to pay for everyone's dinner. I was devil.
And you got a yo-yo. Come on.
Colm and Lucy in the Morning. Weekdays from 6 a.m.
with Neuex Newmans. For your kitchens, floors, decks and doors.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
McDonald's are making small improvements to our classic burgers. Searing our 100% Irish beef patties so they're juicier. And we're serving them hotter for meltier cheese. All in new toastier buns. The classics. Now a little more. Mmm. Comparison with prior classic burgers served from 11 a.m. subject to availability.
Transform an ordinary Sunday in County Clare
into an extraordinary day of adventure.
To discover offers that'll bring joy and excitement to your day, go to visitclare.ie/Sundays.
Can someone throw another fish in a barbie?
That's right, it's summertime, and that means time to cook al fresco. But why shop boring old bangers when you can buy brilliantly fresh fish from Galway Bay Seafoods? We've cod, salmon, prawns, lobster, ready-to-cook dishes and fish to pop straight on the griddle. Galway Bay Seafoods has been family-run for over 70 years. So stock up today at Galway Docks and GalwayBaySeafoods.com.
Looking to enrol in courses this year? Search the largest courses database in Ireland on nightcourses.com and courses.ie. Thousands of courses from colleges near you, including online and distance learning options. Nightcourses.com and courses.ie. Find your course.
This is the home of Colm and Lucy in the Morning.
Weekdays from 6 a.m.
And the home of the 80s and 90s all day.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Knox Hotel Galway. We're all about the sleep. Comfy beds. Food served all day. Cocktails to die for. Fantastic location, free parking. Knox Hotel. That's NOX. Eat, sleep, stay. Book direct for best rates.
Is your website in need of an update, but your designer is unreachable, slow to reply, or even charging large amounts for the smallest of changes? Webhero.ie provide one business day changes to your website, starting at €50 per month. Your website is a tool to increase revenue. Give it the attention and service it deserves by calling webhero.ie on 0818 994 376 or visit us on webhero.ie to see how we can help you do more online for less.
If you pop into your local post office today, you might notice a few new additions. They're small, green, and they are great for hopping around the place. They're TFI Leap Cards. And you can now top them up or buy them at your local post office with your card or cash, whichever you prefer. See unpost.com/leap for more information. Unpost, for your world.
Now, more of the 80s and 90s
with Gareth O'Callaghan.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
That's Philo, Thin Lizzy, Sarah. That was one of my all-time favourites, actually, back in the 1980s, as indeed was Old Town. Brian's just texting here to say, is there an anniversary coming up? That's the second Philo song today. No, I'm just in a kind of a Philo frame of mind, Brian. But it's great to know that you've been listening since 10 o'clock, which is wonderful, and we're here till 2 o'clock, so who knows what might come up between now and then. Lots and lots of texts from those of you who really, really enjoyed Molly's story, Molly being the mum and Geraldine being her daughter, having found each other after all of these years. So many of you have found it so very touching. And so many of you saddened by it, because some of you have texted me to say you find yourselves in the same situation. But if you can, please don't ever give up hope. That's all I can say. Fred says, Gareth, at home doing the usual Saturday stuff and listening to the great music. Isn't it great to be alive? You got it in one, Fred. Just coming in through the city centre today on the way to the show thinking pretty much the same thing. Mm-hmm. Berlin, Take My Breath Away on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. Got an email yesterday from Georgina Short. She says, greetings Gareth from Coventry in the West Midlands here in England, where we've lived for many, many years, myself and my husband Phil. We listen to your show every Saturday after finding you again after all these years on the radio. You may remember we met you many, many years back in the early 1980s when you were working for Mercia Sound. That's right, 220 metres medium wave. I remember it well. I was doing the nighttime show there, which was some great music around then, actually, 1984, 85, I think. Please say hello to us. We'll be celebrating our 50th wedding anniversary on Saturday and we'll be tuned in as usual. Life is fantastic and the music still sounds as fresh and as new as it did when you played it first many, many years back. Well, thank you both very much. I got a Spandau Ballet fan here in Georgina, because I actually, this is true, I played pool with Tony Hadley from Spandau Ballet and he trashed me. And that was when he was being interviewed on my show back in 1984. It was about 3 weeks before True was number one. And I'm going to play that in the next hour. You've brought back great memories there. So thank you, Phil and Georgina. Happy anniversary to the two of you. And also welcome to all of our brand new listeners. We've scored big time in the latest ratings. And the last three ratings have been wonderful, actually, for Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. I think we've now got 5 million listeners. Well, I like to think so. But it's wonderful. Thank you and welcome. If you're brand new, please tell your friends if you enjoy the stuff we do here and the music we play. Now, we're going to take you back to the 1980s, to a year when Liverpool won the Football League Cup for the third year in succession. They beat Man U 2-1 in the final at Wembley. The Reds, who were managed by the great Bob Paisley back then, who would retire at the end of that season, were also on course to win the Football League First Division title for a record 14th time. Wow, that was the 26th of March. So it's the 1980s for our second Back to the Future, and that's coming up shortly after the news at midday.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio is the home of the 80s and 90s all weekend.
On Saturdays, Trina Mara wakes you up from 7 with something for the weekend.
The 80s and 90s play all day with Gareth O'Callaghan from 10 a.m. and Brian Walsh from 2.
And the party starts at 6 p.m. with Club Classics. Non-stop anthems till 1.
It's all here this weekend on the home of the 80s and 90s. Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Discover the bite of your life with Deliveroo. It's been under your nose this whole time. But where? Just around the corner, getting dished up into a bucket of crispy golden goodness. Or at that super secret burger place, serving mouthfuls of meaty miracles. We leave no menu unturned, no noodle unslurped. That bite could be anywhere. Oh wait, here it is. Order the best of your neighbourhood. Deliveroo. It's all on your doorstep.
In with the old at Vodafone. Trade in your old smartphone and switch to Ireland's most reliable mobile network and you'll get a new iPhone 15 on us. Then we'll recycle and repurpose your old smartphone and even put some money back in your pocket too. Vodafone. Together we can. Offer ends 30th of June 2024, subject to availability. New customers switching to an eligible 24-month bill pay plan in-store only. Most reliable network, Umlaut 2023. For verification and full terms, see vodafone.ie/terms.
Ready to feast your ears on the sizzle of success? Ireland's most awarded specially selected steak range from Aldi. 100% Irish Boar Bia quality assured. Strip loin for two for just $9.99. Or how about dry aged Black Angus ribeye? The best ribeye in Ireland. Two for just $13.99. Sounds good. Tastes even better. Go all Aldi. While stocks last.
The Carrick Dunn Summer Shopping Event is here. Enjoy 20% off almost everything in all departments this weekend. The stores are bursting with new season fashion, jewellery, gifts and homewares. Shop the 20% off in stores nationwide or at carrickdunn.com this weekend.
Jobs Expo is coming to Limerick. Ireland's leading recruitment fair is coming to Limerick City, packed with some of Ireland's best companies, with jobs and careers for skilled professionals just like you. Join us at Thomond Park on Saturday, June 22nd, and meet employers, get advice on your CV, apply for jobs and more. And it's all free to attend. That's Jobs Expo Limerick.